Are you getting people asking you a lot or talking a lot with you about how their long-term care insurance is going up, how the premiums are going up?
Well, I get a lot of questions just in general about should I even buy long-term care insurance, because the majority of employees don't currently have it.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about it. They've seen it around now for 7 or 8 years, and maybe 5% of those who could have it actually purchased it.
Oh, wow.
And the ones who do have it, you know, they were concerned last year when the premiums increased. But based on statistics, and most of them kept the coverage, you know, they kept on continuation of it. They didn't necessarily change their benefit too much. So they, you know, they kind of bit the bullet and said, well, I still want to have this coverage. I know it's important. And I'll just have to pay the new price. And we hope that it doesn't have to go up again.
I would imagine if the number is that small, that means the people who did pursue it, who did look into it, do the research, did it, wound up buying the coverage because they really, really wanted it, and that would be enough to make them stick with it through the premium increases that the GAO is writing about, because they're pretty big increases.
Yeah, they were pretty significant increases. They were definitely noticeable. But the people who did purchase it, I think what you're seeing, because based on the average age of someone who buys this kind of insurance, it's around the mid-50s, early 50s in the federal government. So I think if you're in your mid or early 50s, you figure your parents are in their 70s or 80s. And so you're starting to see the effects of aging in your own family, and you're starting to think, you know, that's going to be me in 20 or 30 years. So I better, you know, better do a better job than they did in planning for this, especially since we're all, you know, trying to save as much as we can in our thrift savings plans and make sure we have enough money to support us in our retirement years. That's one thing that could really derail your financial security is to have a need for long-term care, either yourself or a spouse or someone else in your immediate family. It's very expensive.
Is the mid-50s age range the right time to start thinking about it, or is that too early or later than you should?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to me, I think it's maybe even a little bit too late, because as you get older and you purchase a policy, it's going to become more expensive. So you may be inclined not to buy as much coverage as you otherwise might need. Some financial advisors advise, you know, buy it when you're older, in your early 60s, because the price could still be affordable. And you might be better using your money for something else when you're younger. So it depends on who you talk to. My other fear is if you wait too long, there's underwriting. Even in the federal plan, you have to answer health-related questions, which means you may not be able to get a policy if you wait too long. So, you know, it's whenever you feel that it's something that you want to have, because once you purchase it, you're going to have it for the rest of your life, and you'll be paying premiums for it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people worry that, you know, they may pay premiums for 30 years and then die in their sleep. And I say, well, isn't that what you want? You really don't want to get your money's worth out of any insurance, and long-term care insurance is no exception. But you have it because it could result in a catastrophic expense if you should need that kind of care.
Yeah, that seems kind of counterintuitive, Tammy. I don't buy my car insurance hoping that I'm going to crash into a tree and have to get myself a new car.
Well, now you're understanding what I mean by this. And it's not cheap. You know, just like health insurance, you know, you're going to pay $200-$400 a month for health insurance. And with that, you can see the need, because you go to the doctor, you get preventative care, so you do use your insurance. But with long-term care insurance, you could pay premiums for 30 years and maybe not need it, or when you do need it, it's way down into the future, so you're wondering, you know, what have I been spending this money for all these years? But you just have to take into consideration the cost of that kind of care. And not just the financial cost, but a lot of that care today is taking place in the home provided by family caregivers, because they don't want to spend the money or put their family member in a nursing home or other type of facility to receive the care. So it's both financial and a physical burden for families that are dealing with this today.
Well, and that's kind of the 180 degrees opposite of what John Hancock is running up against. And when you look at this GAO report that I mentioned as we brought you in, and that I have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, if you read that and look at what John Hancock found, they discovered after they bid to become the provider through OPM, they found out federal employees were actually using, or former federal employees were actually using the service more than they expected to. And that's the reason that the premiums went up, is because people are living longer and they're requiring more long-term care than they did before. You know, 20 years ago, your assessment was a lot more common than it is now, where somebody would just die in his or her sleep, or maybe not even live long enough to need that kind of care. And that's not the case anymore, especially, I would imagine, in a group of people like the federal government, where you have good health insurance also, and so you're healthier longer.
That's right. And I think the government has their a vested interest in this, because if you read in that report, they said in 2009, $253 billion was spent across the country on these types of services, majority of it paid through programs like Medicaid, which, you know, as a lot of us know, even in our own families where we have family members who might be considered average income, but if you need this kind of care, you quickly deplete your assets and income. You can become impoverished when you're paying for a couple of years of long-term care. So mm-hmm. Medicaid is suffering, you know, for the needs that we have in this country with those illnesses of aging that a lot of us are starting to see in our families and our neighborhoods.
Yeah, my grandmother passed away about 4 or 5 years ago, and she spent the last 2.5 years of her life in a facility in Pennsylvania. It was a lovely, wonderful place. I joked with my wife, it's the kind of place I'd want to go,
right,
because she's going to be the one that decides where I get stuck someday.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
But that one was not in a real high cost of living area, mm-hmm. and wasn't luxurious, and it was, I think, $180 or $190
a day.
And right. She was there for 2.5 or 3 years, and she wasn't a rich lady, so we were fortunate that there were some things in place to be able to help with that. But you're not kidding about the fact that resources get depleted really quick in that
very,
scenario.
Very fast. I mean, yeah, the alternative is, you know, then you can't have that kind of care. So I'm glad we have those kind of facilities and caring people to provide care, but it's not cheap, and it's not covered by health insurance. I think a lot of people think that this type of care is either covered by Medicare or by federal health insurance or something like that, but that is just not the case. Most of it's paid out of pocket.